It's time to cast off on a new adventure. This is Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood.
Good morning and welcome to Real Adventures. It's been a big Christmas and New Year period, maybe a little bit too big here. We hope you've been fishing right throughout the Christmas and New Year period. I've certainly been hitting the water, catching a few trout. I've been out catching the salmon. Someone who hasn't been out fishing or catching of late, though, is one of Victoria and Australia's most recognised recreational anglers, Redmond. Today is turning into another best of edition because, unfortunately, you are battling COVID, my friend.
I don't know what I've done, Patrick. I tell you the truth, because the last 3 months has been absolute hell for me. I can't win, to tell the honest truth. But it is going to be our last best of because I am out of isolation as of next Wednesday coming. So not too far away. You and I will be able to get together and get the show cranking like we normally do. So we are 1 week behind, but that's all right because we've got a massive show coming and hopefully a few days on the water too to have some good stories to tell as well.
Now, to keep yourself occupied over the last week, you've been doing a fair few sort of questionnaires from anyone on social media, and you can follow our Real Adventures socials at Real Adventures Show on Instagram and Facebook. But if you follow our good mate, our good friend, our co-host, Aaron Hapgood, you can join in the conversation because he's doing bugger all at the moment. Redmond, what have been your best throughout the week?
I've had some good questions. A few COVID-related questions. I'm going all right with COVID at the minute, so I'm not going to talk too much about that. But
I haven't even asked you about that. Sorry.
Yeah, you don't even care about it. Don't worry about it.
Not really. I was more looking for a fishing report. But there's been enough people that have had COVID, mate.
There's too much COVID talk. It's old news now. I'm nothing special anymore. A few months ago would have been all right, but now you're not. Yeah, it's another number. But it's the squidgy question got asked a few times, Patrick, and you know how much I don't like the squidgy question. So which colour is my favourite squidgy? So that pushed the boundaries a bit, got the heart rate up in the old hospital bed.
Do you have a little report on the squid so far? Because we see that there's, from what we see on socials, there's been plenty of squid being caught. Great time to take the family out, obviously.
Yeah, it is. It's in the middle of school holidays and just before I got locked down, the actual day before I got locked down, I actually managed to get some really quality squid. And I reckon it's the last of those eggs that we talked about, but right around the bay, Pat, it's been fishing really, really good. It's great to see so many people using our waterways at the moment. And as with Omicron taking over the world, it's legit the safest place to be, out with your loved ones, having a quick fish with your family. So as the boys say to me, I should be under the water grabbing craze because there's no COVID down there.
Redmond, before we let you go, we've got our conversation from earlier in the year from Steve from Water's Edge Houseboats. It was an absolute cracker. Yep. What are you looking forward to over the next few weeks? Obviously, once you get out of lockdown, our resident pro angler, Gwayne Blake's been catching some really nice yellowtail kingfish. We're going to see that on the Salt Guide report this week. He's been using arrow squid for bait. Do you expect to see those in bigger numbers?
I'm just looking forward to being able to breathe for once, Pat. I thought I'd choke on my own tongue, but no. Stuff the kingfish, but no, it's the kingfish. They're literally going to be in big numbers in the coming weeks. So Gwayne's had some good sessions. There's a lot of other people from Portland right down to the East Coast, Mallacoota, New South Wales, Burmese. We're going to see Monty fire up. We know right up Southwest Rocks, the kingfish up there is sensational. And obviously you've got South Australia, you've got your normal haunts through there that are going to produce a few fish. Probably hasn't really gone nuts for them because the late season over. Kept my eye on social media through South Australia and it hasn't gone nuts. So what that sort of means is that it still has its possibility to go nuts.
Yep.
It's not just going to go stupid all of a sudden and finish. They should halt. They should start nicely, go nuts at water temperature, like the snapper sort of have in Port Phillip Bay. They'll maintain that water temp with the consistency of weather, not too hot, not too cold. So it's shaping up to be a really good season. And once again, those bluefin are out the front here. Hard to get on small amounts of rare, very small bait, but millions and millions of fish, Pat. Like just millions of fish, but they're very hard to catch. But things are only going to get better and better. And like I said, hopefully the breathing does too.
Well, that's it. I promise your good wife, Kari, that you would be no more than 5 minutes, because any longer than that and you may not wake up tomorrow. So
I'm looking forward to next week. It's been overdue. I haven't seen you for a bit, so we'll make sure you and I grab some lunch, and we'll after the show of the morning, and we'll make sure we've got everything everyone wants to hear, because I've had multiple people send some messages in. So thanks for the best get well messages, everyone, and I will see you guys right here next week.
You certainly will, Redmond.